everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm Jace. This episode is the interview I did at Long Beach Comic Con with Nolan North. It may be a name that a lot of you are not familiar with, but if you've ever played Uncharted, he did the voice of Nathan Drake. He's done tons of voice work in video games. He's was the Penguin in the Arkham Asylum games. He was in Assassin's Creed. He's just done a ton of work. He's Jerry Lansing, who's a motion cap actor in one of my favorite series, which is the Con Man series. And I spoke with Nolan at the Long Beach Comic Con at the Con Man booth after the Con Man panel, and it was a heck of a lot of fun. That show, that game, are absolutely amazing. It's such a great community of fans. It's really, I mean, go watch Con Man the series, play Con Man the game, become active on Twitter, talking to other fans, giving tips, taking advice from other fans that have played the game, and you really start to feel like you belong to this community, like you're part of the family, the Con Man family. And it's really an amazing thing. You know, here are these actors, these celebrities like Nathan Fillion and Alan Tudyk, Felicia Day, Nolan North, that love interacting with their fans. They have a big fan base, and their joy with sharing what they create with their fans is really awesome. And the fact that they get to be a part of this, and you as a fan get to interact with them, I mean, it's really, really cool. There's not a lot of TV shows out there or franchises, media franchises out there where that's the case, where you have a chance to talk to these people and ask them questions and kind of get to know them on more of a personal level. And that's possible with Con Man and everything that's going on with that. So I really recommend the game. It's a heck of a lot of fun. Be sure you go back and listen to my interview I did with PJ Harzma about the Con Man game a few weeks ago on the podcast. You can also listen to the Con Man panel that they held at Long Beach Comic Con to get some tips and just hear what they had to say, some funny stories about the game and such. And then I hope you enjoy this interview with Nolan North. He talks a little bit about how he first got involved with Con Man, the series, how he came up with the character of Jerry Lansing. And then we talk about the game and how he's, you know, asking for support from fans of the games that he's done. It really just takes downloads. You know, even if you download the game and it turns out you don't like it, which honestly, I think you're kind of crazy if you don't enjoy it and you don't think it's much fun because it's a blast. But that's fine. If it's not your cup of tea, you know, I'm not going to tell you that you're, you know, a horrible person, but at least download it and give it a try, because the more people that download it, the higher up on the list of the Google Play Store and the App Store it's going to be, and so the more exposure it's going to get. And really, what PJ and Alan and Nolan really would like is for the game to kind of get to the point where it sustains itself, because there's been a lot of great mobile games in the past, and maybe you've played some of them where you really, really enjoyed it, but then eventually the support kind of died out from the developers, and there wasn't any new content, and you drifted away. And that's something that happens because, you know, these gaming companies, these developers are making the game, you know, it's a lot of work, you know, and they have to pay the programmers and they have to pay to keep their lights on and whatever. And so if support for a game dries up and the money isn't coming in, it just becomes, you know, they become unable to continue doing it. It's just not financially feasible. So what they would really like is for there to be more eyes on this game. Like if everybody just downloads it, everybody just gives it a try, and the game can basically support itself, it can kind of perpetuate itself, and they can keep, you know, they can afford to keep adding new content and really enriching the game and making it even more fun, and it can keep going. I mean, who knows how long? It's pretty much open-ended at this point. So if you're a fan of going to cons, if you're a fan of Con Man, if you're a fan of fun mobile games, if you're a fan of Firefly or Serenity, you're going to find something in this game. There's so many little in jokes. It's so much fun. So I really hope that you give it a try. And once again, I thank everyone for your support listening to the podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right. This is Jace from the Comic Source, presented by LRM Media. I'm here with Nolan North. Nolan, how you doing today?
Doing well, man. How are you doing?
I'm great. We're here at Long Beach Comic Con. Great show, Southern California.
Beautiful weather, no rain.
Beautiful weather.
But beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather. We're going to talk a little bit about Con Man, the game.
Yes.
This yes. game is so much fun.
So exciting, addictive. It's I was tweeting today on telling somebody it's the best addiction you can have. I mean, it's just a lot of fun. It's free to download, free to play, and you know, it's something I think, you know, fans can really get into.
And it's spun out of the Con Man web series.
Yep.
Alan Tudyk's brainchild. How did you first get approached to become a part of this?
Alan and I were doing a motion capture job together, and I over the years of doing this particular job, I kind of created this character, Jerry Lansing. It was just sort of my...
Take my money, Jerry, my money.
Exactly. But, you know, it was just my guy, you know, between takes. I was goofing around because I was always in the motion capture suit for the Uncharted series. And, you know, between takes, you're letting off steam, having some fun with everyone. And this was kind of like my joking alter ego, the guy who would never remember anyone's name, who, you know, pompous and just his he was pompous to the point of his ignorance, didn't realize that he was, you know, being so disrespectful or just over the top, kind of a over the top character. And Alan just loved it. And he said, hey, I'm going to send you a script. I want you to think about this. It was originally a character named Nigel. And he said, no, this is that character. And he changed the name of the character for me, put me in there. And, you know, it's one of the you know, greatest things ever happened to me, because it's the best on-camera job I think I've ever had, because it's just for the amount of fun that we have.
Yeah, and record-setting and groundbreaking to go down as in history as one of the best ever fan-funded franchises.
Exactly, and that's what made it so you know, worthwhile to work on, because this was something that, you know, it wasn't like something that a studio had okayed and had pushed along. This was fans wanted this, and you know, Alan's script was hysterical. It was funny. He got all his friends, you know, Trisha Helfer came on, Michael Trucco. I mean, the list goes on and on. I don't want to leave people out, but I will. But, you know, Seth Green, Sean Astin, Mindy Sterling, Sean Mayer. I mean, just it goes on and on. And, you know, for the fans to want something like this, and then for, you know, I think when they got that big of amount raised, they realized that, you know, the fans want this, and Alan was adamant on making this the best quality that he could, and I think he succeeded, you know. And now here we are, we just finished shooting season 2. You know, he's probably locked up in a room somewhere editing as we speak. But, you know, it's all his, you know, he and Nathan put this together, but it's truly, you know, thanks to his, you know, as I call him, the crazy genius. It's thanks to him that, you know, I have this opportunity, and we as a cast have this opportunity to bring this to the fans who want it, you know. So, and season 2 was great that we didn't go back to the fans, because he didn't want to dip into their pockets again. He thought that would be wrong. It was now time to give back, and with the help of Lionsgate, Comic-Con HQ, we're doing that. No, it's no longer the little web series that could. Now it's a video on demand, digital exclusive, or whatever they want to call it. And who knows where we can go from here? I mean, you know, Firefly did a movie, Serenity, right? So who knows? Maybe we'll do the... Someday we'll be sitting and talking about the Con Man movie. You know, who knows?
Now, a couple weeks ago when I had PJ on the show, he talked about the fact that when you guys came up with the stretch goals, never in his wildest dreams would he believe the campaign would be as successful as it was. But the one thing he wanted more than anything was the game. Now, did you feel the same way?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I've been brought on as a producer of the game because of my experience in gaming and the contacts and the people I know and the knowledge I've been able to get. But I'm not a producer on the show. So I wasn't at those early meetings. But when PJ approached me about the game, he kept turning to me going, you know, I don't think everyone really understands what kind of audience we can reach, how cool this game could be. And it was something he always wanted. He's very entrepreneurial, and a great thing about PJ Harzma is he makes things happen. He's not a talker, he's a doer. And you know, then when I came on as a producer, and Felicia, you know, and Alan and Nathan, PJ, everybody's input was welcomed. Doing all the tests were done. We're really proud of what it looks like. And, you know, it helped with Freema, who has just done a remarkable job. it's just one of those things that you're just absolutely we're so proud of it. We just need to get the word out more and more. Just have people download, try it.
Yeah, just try it.
Download
it
for free. Doesn't cost you a thing to try it. Download it, get your friends to download it. We want to see players out there. You know, that's what we want to do.
Yeah, I mean, you're an icon in the industry. You've done all these games that are remarkable. They offer so much entertainment and value for your dollar. You know, Uncharted and Halo and all that stuff. But here's a game that's free, and I would argue you can get more enjoyment out of it, more hours from this game, because there's no end. You know, there's not a big,
exactly.
You know, it can go on forever.
Yeah, and it's also, that's a very good point, and it's also yours. You know, I tell people this all the time. There are conventions every weekend somewhere in this world. There's a number, not just one, there's a number of conventions anywhere, to the, you know, smallest, some of the smaller towns to the biggest cities in the world. And so, which means there are people showing up for them. Now you can, you know, those days you have to save up your money for those autographs or whatever you want to get at the cons, you have a place to go make your own and you know, make your booths and get all these things. So I think it's an amazing thing, you know, that you can, you know, not only, it's just personal. We brought the, people go to conventions, we're bringing the convention to you. Can be, you know, on your commute to work, providing you're not driving, of course, but, you know, commute to work, your free time, put it on your tablet, put it on your phone, you know, rack up those points and see how well you can do, you know, challenge your friends and you know, share it, you know, pictures of your cons with us at Conman Series, for Twitter, and you know, it's only going to grow. The more players we get, the more it allows us to expand the universe, and you know, who knows what could be next. So we want to just keep pushing the limits, and we just need the fans to help us do that.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the game is just a lot of fun. Like I said at the panel, when my wife started, I was level 7. She's now capped at level 30, and I'm still at 26. She totally passed me. And she's seen a couple episodes of Con Man, hasn't watched the whole thing, isn't as familiar with the world as I am,
yep,
the huge fan that I am, but the game was just fun, so she just kept playing.
Well, it's a good point, too. The nice thing is, there'll be people who know the show that will try the game. There'll be people who just find the game and go, oh, there's a show? You know, it kind of goes hand in hand with each other, and you know, especially when season 2 releases, you know, we're hoping broaden the reach there. We'll be advertising the game more and more. We have great ideas that I can't tell you about, but we have great ideas. We have great giveaways. We have the idea of all our cosplayers, all the super fans in there that fight the aliens. They're real people, you know, that we're based on, and so we're going to have contests down the line where we pick a new cosplayer, get that person animated, and they're in the game, you know. And many of the Indiegogo campaign funders are the crowd goers. They're based on them. It's their likeness, which is a lot of fun for them.
That's what's so cool about Con Man, the series, the game, everything. It was funded by the fans, and you guys are giving back. It's a chance to be a part of something. If you're a huge Con Man fan, you're going to end up as an extra in the show.
Yes, you are.
Or you're going to end up in the game. There's so much interaction. There's not a big studio or a big corporation above you guys that says, oh, you can't do this. You can do that. You know what I mean?
And that goes back to, you know, having so much fun with it, because there was really nobody there to say, no, you can't do this, no, that. I mean, within reason. So that allowed Alan Tudyk to take his vision of what the fans wanted and execute it his way. And I think that's what's made it. I mean, so many of us have worked in so many different jobs, and I remember we just between takes, we'd look at each other going, this is the way it should always be.
This is the dream, baby.
Yeah, it's the dream. And you know, and we're really proud of it, and we just cannot wait to bring more of the game and the show to all the fans.
Now, you having been a part of so many games over the years, what was the biggest difference doing the Con Man game?
Well, here's the thing. I had much more input, and I got to see it be made from the beginning. You saw how the characters looked, and then modeling, you know, like, you know, do, what do you guys think? You know, I'd get emails. What do you think about this? This is what they look up. What kind of, you think that, you know, yeah, maybe he has a little more hair. You know, everyone's impressed with Nathan Fillion's character's hair. It's just remarkable. You know, and then just down to the mocap suit that they put on Jerry Lansing.
Look at the balls on that guy.
Yeah, look at the balls. You know, all the lines. And honestly, it was just, every now and then we'll do a voice record where I did all the aliens. Alan did some of the aliens as well, I think. But you know, all our characters, you know, when you're walking around, you know, different voices. There's a couple other things. You know, take my money, Jerry, take my money. Is me, actually. That's my voice.
That's
take
awesome.
My money, Jerry, take my money. That's that character. And, you know, so we did little things. Hey, it's Ray Neely. You know, we tried to layer in all the, and Alan, you know, Alan Tudyk's great at a number of voices and dialects. So he was putting some of his voices in there. I know Felicia's in there. PJ's.
Allison.
PJ is one of my favorites where you just hear him go, what am I supposed to do again?
Yep.
And every time I hear that, I'm like,
I'm hitting the streets.
I know, it's just him. It's so funny when I hear that. But no, the difference is, I get to see behind the scenes more. Most of the time, you go in, you do your lines, you thank everybody, and you go.
And when the game comes out, then you see how it all turned out.
Yeah, so now you get to see, what it looks like from the get-go. And there's a great feeling of achievement, you know, that you don't always, because it's, you're part of the whole, you're not just one piece.
It's very rewarding for you.
That's the word. It's very rewarding. I mean, I'm proud of, you know, most of the games I do, but it's just a different, it's a different level of rewarding, you know, that you get when you're part of. You're not just a piece of the pie. You're not a slab of the pie. You're the person who kneaded the dough and
right.
then put it in the, you know, and it's a team effort. But you know, it's been really enlightening and rewarding. And you see how much hard work goes into it. So,
but in a way, that's
and now my biggest job is just getting the word out to all my fans.
That's what I was going to say. It's not so being that it's. Was so much more rewarding. It's not just that, okay, here's the product I created. It's, you want it to continue. Here's your child. You want to nurture it. You want it to grow. You want to spread the word. You want to get it out. You just want everybody to try it.
Exactly. And here's the thing, you know, I'm just trying to reach out to all the fans who have ever played Uncharted, Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, Halo, Destiny, any of the things I've done. And get them to, you know, look at this game. Because I know they all go to conventions. I know they've been to conventions. Now you make your own, you get on there. And here's the thing, I wasn't a big game, mobile game player. And next thing I know, I got on this and I get addicted. And I knew that, you know, I my brother said, oh yeah, I'll try it because, you know, you did it. Oh, now he's got all his friends and he's like, you know, and he's my older brother. And he's like, this is crazy. This is so much, it's so addicting, so much fun. The great thing is that it's easy to promote something like this because Prima did such a good job. Because of the way it looks, the way it plays, the way it sounds. And we have so many great ideas moving forward that we want to give back to the fans. So Prima's made it very easy to jump on the bandwagon and pull out the pom-poms, so to speak, and cheer this on. And that's, that, you know, that's where my job really starts as a producer, is tapping into all the people that I know that have followed me for so many years and saying, please, if you're a fan of mine, please come try this. It's free. Don't blame me if you get addicted, but, you know, if you're a fan of Nolan North, just try it out.
See, my household is the perfect example that you guys can hold up because I don't have any mobile games. I don't have time to play mobile games, but I downloaded Con Man the game because I'm a fan of Con Man the series.
Perfect.
It's the only mobile game I have. I'm level 26 and a half. My wife, who
it's
plays
addictive,
mobile
right?
games, yeah. like I said, started when I was level 7, is now level 30. So she's a fan of mobile games. Clearly hooked, got to 30 before me. I'm not a fan of mobile games, but it's the only mobile game I have.
And now has she seen the series?
She's seen about 3 episodes.
All right, well, keep
so
it going.
Far.
You got to get past, you got any episode, you got to get to at least season 4, episode 4 on anything. Even if we go through Breaking Bad, you watch those first 3 again, you're like, four is where it just, oh, wow, everything hits the fan for me.
It's just a matter of finding the time. I know you know.
I know.
You have daughters. I know you know.
Yeah. No.
Well, Nolan, I really appreciate the time.
Oh, absolutely.
Anytime you want to come on the show.
Thank you.
Talk about Con Man.
Thank you.
I know when season 2 hits, hopefully we're going to get get you, Felicia, PJ, maybe Nathan, maybe Alan. Get you all together.
That'd be
talk
great.
Talk about it.
Yeah, that'd awesome. Be perfect.
Really appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank
show,
you.
Man.
Go download Con Man the game, everyone.
That's right. Take my money, Jerry. Take my money.